For more than 20 years, Bono has been belting out hit songs for the band U2. Born Paul Hewson, Bono has been using his stardom in hopes of changing economic and social conditions in the Third World and relieving the debt of developing nations. His focus on the plight of Africa led him to invite Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill to join him for a 10-day fact-finding tour of the continent. Today, they are in Ethiopia, their last stop. The straight-laced, white-haired cabinet secretary and the disheveled rock star with the wraparound sunglasses are by far the strangest power couple on the international stage. Bono wants the United States to provide more aid to Africa for education and economic development, for new roads and clean water, and for fighting AIDS. The Treasury Secretary is skeptical. He says American tax dollars have been wasted in the past. But Bono, who spoke by cell phone from Uganda, says he's making progress.
The whole reason for this trip was for me to show him that those tax dollars can be spent effectively and they can save and transform hundreds and thousands, indeed millions of lives. And I think he's realizing that aid can be very, very effective. But also, I have to say, his initial point, which is that aid has been very ineffective over the last 20 years, he is also right about that, I'm certainly convinced. So I think we are getting to common ground.
He feels too much aid money is being absorbed by consultants and by non-governmental organizations distributing the money. Are you able to convince him otherwise, or do you agree with him?
Well, I think the NGOs or the non-government organizations are mostly doing a great job. Yes, there has been in the past a sort of bureaucratic approach to aid, which has been a problem. But that is different now. And in Uganda, you have this clear and transparent process in place, a thing called the Poverty Action Fund, where civil society and anyone else who's interested can get to see where the money is going and every detail of where the money is going. And we've seen the results of them. In Uganda, 3 times the amount of children are enrolled at school now, from 3 million to 9 million. This is the result of effective aid.
O'Neill has said that wells could be drilled to give everyone in Uganda clean water for $25 million, and that the World Bank last year gave much more than that to Uganda, and none of it went to water.
The water spending that Mr. O'Neill was talking about was comparing some wells with a price to get a much more comprehensive water plan together. They were sort of apples and oranges, and I think $25 million was too low a figure. I like, actually, his ability to not take no for an answer on reducing the prices for these things. You know, he bangs his fist on the table and he shouts at the bureaucrats and says, look, Americans want more value for money. Tell me how I can get water out to every Ugandan. I don't believe these numbers. Make them lower. And I actually quite like that.
He believes that private money is the answer here, that voluntary giving can do the job. Has he convinced you of that?
No, I don't think he really does believe that, and he certainly wouldn't convince me if he did. I mean, these problems, the AIDS emergency, is such a big problem in Africa and in the developing world that it will only take governments getting together and dealing with the root cause of AIDS, which is, you know, education, and fighting the circumstance of AIDS, which is poverty, that they'll be able to defeat this. The argument with him is along the lines of, will you increase that? I think Americans are generous people. They want to give more to these. And his line is, yes, we will increase it, but only if it's more efficient. And I think we're starting to agree.
Yeah, but how do you deal with the efficiency? I mean, if you were to give the money from one of your concerts directly to South Africa, are you confident that it would get to AIDS patients?
I've just seen people who on a shoestring budget are transforming the lives of HIV/AIDS sufferers. Let me just tell you about a young man I met just the other day in Soweto, striking-looking character in full fitness and health, and he looked a lot better than me, actually, I have to say, much more of a rock star. And 5 years ago, he was half his body weight. He had tuberculosis, and he had scars all over his body as a result of being HIV positive. Now, if you saw him, you would see an advertisement for the antiretroviral drugs that we can get to people for $1 a day. But here's the depressing thing. The mother of his two children had died of AIDS already. His girlfriend of 2 years is also HIV. So here's his choice, as he described it to me. I can share my drugs with my girlfriend, and we both die slowly. I can give her my drugs, and my two children lose their only living parents, or I can keep the drugs and lose the love of my life. And I just thought to myself, this is really not a decision we should ask any human being to make. And I'm sure the American people will support their president and their Congress if they take on what in history is the single greatest threat ever to humanity.
Have you formed any ideas about what more you can do?
I think I haven't been a good enough communicator. I haven't made it pop enough, you know. And before things can be politically expedient, sometimes they have to become popular. And I haven't convinced America that this is a greater threat to humanity than any rogue state, or this is a greater threat to human life than Saddam Hussein.
But is Paul O'Neill convinced?
I think day by day, I've seen him walk away shaken by what he has seen. I'm not expecting any public announcements for him. What I am expecting is for him to go back and report to his president and to Congress the state of things here on this continent. And I think he's going to... He's a funny guy, you know. I have to say that I think he's going to go home, and I think he's just going to work on these problems. These problems affect the lives of so many people. We can't play politics here. I'm not on this trip as a tourist. And if I thought that this was just show business from the White House and the administration, then I'd be out of that plane.
U2 singer and activist Bono, who is on a tour of sub-Saharan Africa with Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill.
Touch the flame where the sea